Then after monsoon comes the Sharad. And during Sharad, the whole atmosphere becomes so beautiful. The trees become lush. The dust settles due to the monsoon. The whole atmosphere becomes very pure and very clean. The water, which became muddy during the monsoon, now the dirt sediments in the water, and the water becomes crystal clear. The sky becomes free from cloud because of the monsoon. The clouds have poured their rains, and what remains in the sky is like some drifting cloud that looks like cotton wool, very pure white and light cloud, not heavy cloud. And at that time the sun rays becomes golden, especially during the morning time. And that is the time when Krishna dances his rasa dance. There are two seasons when Krishna dances rasa dance. One is Basanta Rasa or springtime, and the other is Sharadiya Rasa, or during the Sarat Purnima. When the full moon appears in the sky, then Krishna plays his flute, and hearing his flute, all the gopis, they just come running to meet him. And then Krishna plays his most beautiful rasa dance. Srila Prabhupada was quite cautious about entering into Krishna's intimate pastimes in Vrindavan, like rasa dance. And that's why Prabhupada wanted us to first become qualified to understand Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then enter into Krishna's reading or discussing about Krishna's rasa dance. So we have sensitivity about it, and it's mainly because there is so much misunderstanding about Krishna's intimate pastimes. The moralists say that it is not fair, on it's not proper on Krishna's part to act like that. They even would go to the extent of saying that it's immoral for Krishna to have displayed such pastimes. But the main point is, they don't understand who Krishna is. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So for him, whatever he does is perfect, because he is the Supreme Proprietor.